Humorous Hacks. It's a medical podcast. We're gonna teach you. We're gonna teach you things.
Hacklet! Oh, this is our first ever Hacklet, aka a very mini episode of little things that only need to be taught in like a couple of minutes, and then you can listen to it really quickly.
And we've got Dr. Bridget here, so she's going to teach us a quick little hacklet. Take it away.
Okay, shock.
Shock? Oh my God.
What is shock?
What is shock? I don't even know. What's shock? What is shock?
Shock to me is going down the drain. I always think of like a toilet flushing.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially inadequate blood flow to the tissues, isn't it? It's essentially hypoperfusion.
Hypoperfusion.
All right.
Inadequate circulation.
So we just nailed saying them.
Yeah, we're really good at that.
Yeah. So it doesn't necessarily have to have hypotension, but it often does.
Okay.
So
shock, not enough blood going to the things that it needs to go to.
The bits.
Yep, exactly.
The body.
All right. So let's maybe take a bit of a clinical standpoint. Signs of hypoperfusion. Your patient, they might be funny in their conscious state because their brain isn't getting enough blood. So they might be drowsy or confused or unconscious. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So moving from head to toe, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their skin might be all mottled. Ooh. They might be pale. But they could also be flushed. It depends on the kind of shock.
Okay.
And they might not be making much urine. So they're sort of, and that's a sign of your kidneys not getting enough.
Right.
So you're sort of looking for clues of...
So decreased conscious state, skin's not getting enough blood to it, and the kidneys aren't getting enough blood, so they're not making as much urine. Cool.
So there's heaps, you know, many causes of shock. There's many ways of characterizing it. I like to think of it as cardiogenic, hypovolemic, distributive, or obstructive. So there are four things.
Can you say this for one more time?
Cardiac.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hypovolemic.
Yep.
Distributive, which is a problem with the vessels, sort of, and obstructive.
Obstructive.
Yeah, that's one you might not have heard of.
No.
Mm.
Cardiogenic, as in heart attacks, that kind of stuff. Your heart's not pumping properly.
Yeah.
Hypovolemic.
Not enough full volume.
Yeah, you're bleeding or you're dehydrated.
Yeah.
Distributive, so septic shock or spinal shock, where the problem with the nerves is causing vasodilation.
Like a vault.
Yeah, so that's like distributives when the blood or fluids in your blood are going to the wrong spots.
Yeah.
For example, if I had anaphylaxis and my entire head was filling up with edema, that would be fluid in the wrong area.
So you're getting your tissues, some of your tissues are getting hypoperfused because the blood is going where it's not supposed to go.
All right.
Got it.
And namely your skin. And then obstructive. That's your cardiac tamponade, that's your pulmonary embolism. That's a problem, like it's a blockage of, you know, the central blood flow system, really.
Got it.
Okay. Cool.
So are you ready to take a little choose your own adventure?
Yeah.
Oh, I love choose your own adventure.
And the magic school bus of medicine. Woo!
That's what I should dress up as tonight. So I've been trying to brainstorm a costume.
What's the theme?
Mrs. Frizzle. There's no theme, it's just a costume party.
Okay.
Yeah. Mrs. Frizzle from the magic school bus.
Okay, specific. Let's go back on track for this.
I'll go as the school bus.
Hacklet. So these are all sort of yes, no thing, right? So you look at the peripheries, and they're warm or cold. So if they're warm, if your periphery, the patient's peripheries are warm, it must be distributive. It can't be any of the others. Done, you have your answer. See you later.
Right.
Okay, patient peripheries are warm, it's distributive shock.
Yeah.
Cool, because the blood flow and like the heart pumping is all must still be working okay.
Yeah, so the heart's still pumping blood, it's just going to the wrong spot.
Right.
Namely the skin, so the patient's warm.
Wow, all right.
So it's sepsis, anaphylaxis, spinal shock.
Cool.
Yeah.
Of course, anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if the peripheries are cold, that takes you down the next part of this choose your own adventure. So you go, okay, cold peripheries, what are we going to look at next? We need to look at the JVP next. Or the central venous pressure if you've got a fancy line in ICU, but let's never mind. JVP, the jugular venous pressure, what's that?
That little vein in the neck, and you see how high or low
it is? Yeah, that thing that I pretend to be able to see like all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, it's totally elevated.
So what's it a sign of though, broadly speaking?
Volume, really.
Yeah.
And right heart filling pressure? 100%. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we're looking at not only how filled the patient is from a volume point of view, but also what's happening in the right side of the heart.
Right. Oh.
And by extension, maybe the lungs as well, because that's what's connected to the right side of the heart, yeah?
Righto.
Mm. So
if the JVP is high?
If the JVP is high, it can be obstructive.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you've got a PE that's causing, you know, back pressure, flow problems. That's a venous occlusion, right side of the heart. That'd be something that push your JVP high.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it's obstructive, it would be raised like plus, 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 like very, very raised.
Right. Okay?
Similar in tamponade, the heart, this, you know, can't pump because there's all this fluid around the outside of it. It's going to cause backflow, JVP raised, heckers.
Heckers.
Awesome.
Heckers.
All right, cool.
The middle ground of that is that it's either going to be a little bit high or normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm sorry, that's not very clear cut.
That's okay. But then that would take you down the other path.
The other path is, it's, in that case, it's going to be cardiac. Okay. Because the heart's had a heart attack. It's not pumping properly.
Yeah.
It's, you know, causing a bit of trouble. And it can cause the JVP to be high, but not as high as it would be if it was obstructive.
Right.
Cool, got cool, it. Cool. Got it.
And then if the JVP is low.
Hypovolemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Oh. Hypovolemic shock.
Wow. And then you're done.
So many.
Wait, that's
so
it?
Many
that
options.
Is it.
Shut up.
So, okay. So you're looking at the hands. If they're well perfused, it's distributive.
Yes.
Great. If they're not, then we move on to the JVP. If the JVP is high.
Like heckers high.
Heckers high, like earlobe pulsating kind of high.
Like it's going to obstruct your eyeballs or something.
Okay.
High.
It's high.
Then we're thinking it's obstructive. So either a PE or cardiac tamponade. Something that's really increasing.
Yeah. Or
that,
like
right.
tension pneumothorax is
all
another
right.
one there.
Increasing yeah. that pressure. Then otherwise, so it can be high or it can be normal. And
normal
what's
high,
the normal,
slightly
normal,
high.
Slightly high, which is around, I don't know, like in the middle of the neck, kind of around there. So then you're thinking cardiac, so heart attack, something like that. Or it could be low, as in I can't see it, which is what I can never see anyway. and then you're thinking hypovolemic.
Yep.
And that's it.
That's
done.
What?
Holy crap.
How has it never been this easy before?
That's a mic drop for
I like want this hackler to continue, but it doesn't need to continue because I know it now.
Yeah, we're done. We're done.
I think I really need to learn how to see the JVP at this
oh,
point. I can always see something pulsating, but I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Oh,
if there's a double waveform.
You've got to stand at like the foot of the bed. And just take a really good, like, take a step back and have a look, like, dead on from the patient rather than trying to, like, look on their left, on their right side. And I find.
I'm going to YouTube video that when I get home.
Yeah.
I'm, like, so excited by how much sense this makes.
And I guess because we've got a little bit of time at the end, we should maybe take a step back to physiology, to, like, you know, preclinical medical stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, yes, physiology.
Yeah, like, so blood exciting. Pressure and its relationship to cardiac output and total peripheral resistance. Right?
Hit us with it.
Your blood pressure is determined by your cardiac output and your total peripheral resistance, which is, you know, how vasodilated or constricted you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy. And then what's cardiac output? Everyone gets asked this.
Yeah, so that's when your heart rate, how quickly your heart is pumping,
yeah.
times by your stroke volume, so how much your heart is pumping out.
Yeah.
That's your cardiac output.
So another way to think about shock is to think about, is it a problem with the cardiac output?
Yeah.
Which would be the case for cardiac or obstructive
yeah.
shock. Or is it a problem with your total peripheral resistance, which is a problem with distributive? Hypovolemic is also a cardiac output problem in that you don't have enough blood to pump around.
That makes sense.
So it affects cool. your stroke volume.
All right. I like
yeah.
the other one. I like the choose your own adventure way better.
Yeah.
Though. It felt less physiological and more practical.
Yeah.
So I guess from then you can decide how you're going to manage this patient based on the cause.
Yep.
Awesome. So easy. And we don't have to worry about that. We'll let somebody else deal with that. Future Sarah and Karen.
Yeah. How to manage shock. Press the met call button. Continue.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dr. Bridge.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Oh, what a great hacklet. We should do this more often.
Hacklet.
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 See you guys.
Humorous hacks. It's met.